Welcome. Happy Monday. This is Winning at Life. You're listening to the Daily Wrap Live Financial Talk Radio. We're here with you for the next hour. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, you can give us a call. That's right, Live Financial Talk Radio, 504-260-0995. And I'm your host, Gregory Rex.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about the excellent Saturday we spent down at NOLA Motorsports Park. We're going to talk about our next Gregory Rex live event for those of you thinking about coming on board or getting someone to take a second look at your portfolio. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. No, I do not care about National Cheeseburger Day, so we will not be talking about that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Big day.
Well, look, it's a big day, but I'm kind of getting a little big in the midsection, so I don't want to hear about National Cheeseburger Day, Gregory. We need to have, like, National Salad Day or something. It's just coming off Speedo season. You'd think I would relax, but this is a time when you really need to bear down on your diet, Gregory.
I have to say that salad I had at lunch today was most excellent. Which dressing did you get? The one in the bottle or in the bowl?
I didn't get salad.
You didn't get salad?
I got some of the turkey, and I got some of the chicken, and
that wasn't turkey.
Cookie.
That was pork loin.
Oh, that was pork loin?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I ate that, whatever it was.
Okay.
I put some...
You will not be our restaurant critic.
I shouldn't be.
Why? Food critic. You don't even know what you ate today.
It's because I put...
The salad was good. The chicken was... All of it was good.
What is this, about a half
but
inch?
My favorites was the... Yeah, it was sliced thin.
No, I'm talking about the... I had a layer of that pepper jelly on top of it that was about a half inch. That's why I couldn't tell what animal it was. It could have been a cat. I would have still eaten it.
Well, I really enjoyed the salad and the chicken. Very tasteful. How was that chocolate chip cookie? They didn't have many of those. I didn't get score me one on that.
This is exactly why I can't get excited about National Cheeseburger Day. You see how I eat like a regular guy. All right, hey, to business, though. I thought this was shocking. We've talked about Costco in the past and their business model and how they're able to break through and survive a lot of the retail nightmare that's been going on elsewhere in their sector. About 75% of Costco's profits for membership fees come from customers who spend much more than the average member.
Repeat that.
75% of its profits from membership fees come from its best customers who spend more than the average member. What they're trying to say is only about 25% of people with Costco memberships go there, and they buy 75% of the stuff. 25% of the people buy 75%. It's written sloppy. I can say it better than USA Today printed it.
Okay.
I should have just said it.
So just say it then.
Well, look, it's one of these things where they have 75% of the people that they've roped into a membership don't even go to the store. And where do they make their margins? They don't make their profits on the sales of stuff. It's basically on the membership fees, and they do their best to sort of break even on the actual shopping and maintenance of the store itself. And 75% of the people that buy membership fees don't regularly shop there. You ever got a Sam's Club and didn't go back the rest of the year? I must have done that 4 times in my life, Gregory.
I don't know whether or not I'm a Sam's member. I've not been there in quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Comes in handy, though, if you need a set of tires and they literally have the cheapest you can find in town. It's worth it to get a membership, and then you never go back. But that's how Costco's doing better than most of their competition
over
there.
I visit Costco few times a month.
I didn't know you went that often.
Certain supplies, like, you know, the water and certain things we do at the office for clients and such, I get it there. And that's one reason I was having a tough time getting those supplies on a regular basis. I would show up and they would be out. Guess what Costco's done? Never been out of what I went for.
No kidding.
Yeah,
well, good for them.
Things. So that's why they get my business routinely, and the other doesn't, because I don't know when I was there last.
How can we use this, though, for our benefit? Can we sell, like, memberships to the show, and whether or not you listen, we still get paid the same? It's kind of hard to monetize an audience on a free product here. Because, look, the radio broadcast, obviously free, but even the iHeartRadio app, free, and you don't have to pay a membership or a fee to keep listening to us. We're giving it away, Gregory. I think we're missing something here.
Well, for those two businesses, the models really work for doing that, but you don't have, you know, the auto parts store doesn't do by membership.
Mm-hmm.
Your grocers doesn't. Walmart Superstores doesn't do membership, but their sister business is Sam's Club, which charges a membership. So it doesn't work for everything.
Just thought that was a nice little something that caught my eye. Had to hold on to it and pass it along. I thought our guest this weekend, member of the Total Wealth Authority, Jude Heath, knocked it out the park. I'm kind of high on my Jude Heath mountain right now because we just finished my taxes. And if you're thinking, "Wow, you're a little late there, Parker." Well, no, come on, man. Look, April 15th. Look, that's for the rest. That's for the common people. You and me, we do something better. We file extensions and we delay that stuff out as far as possible. And since we last week crossed the magic deadline of September 15th, we had to go through it. But look, he's getting me worked up here about hiring my child pretty soon for all the tax write-offs that you get. Don't laugh. This was not a joke segment. This is all legit. This is all by the book. There's been court case precedent that hold this stuff up, and it's just a great way if you own your own business.
So you're acting as though this is the first time you've heard this.
This is the second time we've actually done a segment or two of it on the show, and really the first time I'm just trying to figure everything out.
And
I'm
who
trying
presented
to keep
it the first time?
It might have been you.
Yeah, it was me.
Was it you? Was yeah. Jude part of it?
No.
Well, listen, I haven't been through this 1,000 times like you have. So the first time we walked through some of these topics, I'm just kind of shirking over here in the corner of the table trying to listen and not say anything stupid.
Well, I'm just like you act all amazed and surprised. And we broke this out a few years back and have covered it a couple times. You know, we can't cover everything because there's so much to do with money and such, but it's been covered.
Let's just put it this way. If you own your own business, if you have not picked apart, if you don't have a financial advisor or a CPA or some other professional of some sort with expertise to help you slice through this tax code, I guarantee you're missing all kinds of stuff. And by missing all kinds of stuff, I mean you're giving money away to Congress and to DC that you could otherwise be keeping for yourself. And it's all legal. It's all ethical. It's written there just for you. In fact, most of these deductions are just for people who have their own business and a big family to take care of. So you are more able to do that. That's what all these carve outs are for. That's what all these little tricks are for. I don't want to call them loopholes because it's very directly written into the law that this is what the law intends. It's not like you're doing some end around on them, but no one knows these things. This was never covered in any of my classes.
No, that's why you should listen to Winning at Life, the daily wrap and the weekly wrap on Saturdays at 10. Of course, weeknights here at 7. But it when you start factoring in what is your tax brackets there. And that's something I've talked about. You know, the kids got to go to school. They've got to have car. They've got to have food. Yeah, well, they don't have to have a lot of things. Have to have clothes. Have to go to school, public or private. But there's things you still have to pay for, and they're wanting to do. They're wanting to have spending money. And you're paying, giving them this, the schooling, the spending money. At some point, you're going to get tired of hauling them around the places. The 4, 6, 7 kids you have, you're going to want to say, well, we need to get some more transportation. See, what you're doing is paying for all of that with after-tax dollars. But if you can put them on the payroll, some of that money can go untaxed because of the amount of income. But if it's going to be taxed, let's see, whose tax bracket would I rather it be at? My 40% or their 10%? Tax bracket. That's easy enough equation right there to figure out that, you know, there's something they can do around the office. a few hours a day, or the business, or on Saturdays.
See, now you and Jude, he's just nailed down all the math and all the taxes, but I'm also thinking like a dad. Let's not give him an allowance. Let's make him work for his money. I'm not going to just, you know, give him money and pretend he's on the payroll. I'm actually going to make him work for it. So there's that. And if he runs out of money, well, you're going to have to earn some more. It's some way to get these, some raising little city slicker, tenderfoot kids to understand the value of a dollar. You know, on the farm, it was easy. Yeah, you go haul hay for a quarter a bell, you'll figure out how much money's worth. But some way to beat this money sense into my kids. This is a dad angle.
Okay, and you don't care about the tax savings.
No, I definitely care. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
So, there's a couple of reasons to do that, but that is something you really should consider. And it works basically, what's the age range again? You know,
it has to be at least 7.
Okay. Through 18?
I think it was through, if they're... up to age 23 and still a full-time student. It was past that for a lot of these other write-offs.
Okay. Well, it's the going to school part, but definitely can do it from 7 through 18 is easy.
Yes.
Then, you know, where it goes into college. Now, once again, here's the real key. You obviously can hire 18-year-olds and 21-year-olds and 23-year-olds, but it's the 7, the 9, the 10, the 12-year-old doing things for the business and getting paid, which is an expense to the company, to you, but it goes to them where it's either untaxed or at a lower tax bracket. That's the magic of it. You know, we can always hire 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. That's our kids to do so, but you should maximize that at early years.
Listen, if you own a business, you're cheating yourself if you don't get help and get some of this worked out. I've been missing stuff for years, and thousands of dollars have already been differentiated this way instead of to DC, and I'm pretty ecstatic about it. We have our next live event coming up. If you want to try and come on board that way, you can RSVP at the website, download the Gregory Rickson Associates app. Or if you have a financial situation, you can call the show right now, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. The number one thing retirees worry about is running out of money. Money can be the most stressful part of your life, but it doesn't have to be. James Parker here. Gregory Ricks has been helping people just like you with their money problems for decades. And it starts with Gregory Ricks Live, Tuesday, October 3rd, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or call 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell NOLA Realty.
Yeah, well, real estate's a real personal thing to people. Everybody's pretty much involved in it one way or another. You know, a lot of times it's people that have investment properties that get additional income from the rentals.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Yeah, I had a question about you can actually rent your stock.
You're referring to options. and options increase your risk. Now, what, you know, when you talk about renting your stocks out every month to generate potential larger returns, what you're referring to is a covered call. That's when you sell an option to another investor to buy your stock at agreed upon price in the future, and that's called a strike price. So you're selling that option for it to go up. You're collecting a premium. And covered calls worked really well, in my opinion, when we were in the buy and hold world. Now we have a lot of volatility. It's scary.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Music for your wallet's ears. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Winning at Life, live financial talk radio. It is the Daily Wrap. All things about money on this show. Yeah, we get sidetracked here a little bit here and there and have some fun. This is kind of a serious sidetracking here because we're tracking Maria as well for you. And I was kind of stunned.
Not Bartiromo.
No.
Tell them what you're tracking here. They're not mind readers.
Hurricane Maria.
Okay.
I assume most people kind of keep up with it.
Well, there's some people that have been standing on a roof nailing in shingles all day, and okay, they missed the weather up
well there. You need to pay attention to this if you're on the East Coast. If you're down there in St. Thomas, St. Martin, Puerto Rico.
Weren't you thinking about going to the Caribbean?
Oh, it was, I thought, level, but Maria's going to go in there. Hurricane Maria's going to go in there and make sure everything's cleaned up nicely. She was just upgraded to a Cat 5. Is that like crazy or what? I had the sustained winds and all here a moment ago. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Category 5, maximum sustained winds, 160 miles an hour. Woo. Minimum central pressure is, what is, they call it, 925 millibars, I think that is. I'm not some weather person, but all I know is this thing is moving at 9 miles an hour. It's located at 15.3 north, 61.1 west, and it's not playing around either, just like that last one. What was it, Irma, that went through?
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like from where they show the cones of it and such, it looks like it's may not hit on that path, you know, go into the eastern coast, but this is something you have to pay attention to out there.
So the little Maxwell Smart cone of silence is going to the east of Florida for the most part?
Yeah, it's
or all the way.
Like it's going over the Dominican Republic, going to create a whole bunch of problems for them. U.S. Virgin Islands, where the eye's going across, once again, San Juan, Puerto Rico is, I'm supposed to go to Puerto Rico next year too. Well,
it'll be fixed by then.
Okay.
They don't have a pump system to worry about.
Well, but you know, the problem with the Caribbean and the islands is, everything has to be brought in. The fuel, the water, the food,
the lumber, yeah,
the bricks, the tiles.
You're right.
It all has to be brought in. And then guess who's it wants to go visit the Turks and Caicos as well. So, you know, this is some crazy, crazy stuff. I'm trying to see if I can get to where they're showing this cone in. So, looks like going to miss the Bahamas and head on up the Atlantic. I'm not showing anything showing that it's going into Florida or touching East Coast, but you know what? It's a long ways out, but that part of the Caribbean kind of being revisited, Dominican Republic and all, going to take it. So, you know what? Good place to go? Grand Caymans.
I guess they're
getting Banking Island, Money Island, and they've been spared all this.
You can go look for some of that Fletcher money on the Caymans.
Well, you know, when all that came about, I did go down there and look.
Yeah, we're talking about the firefighter pension money getting swindled.
Stayed there for about 5 days, couldn't find him anywhere. Well, he wasn't anywhere I went.
How odd is that, that we have money from the NOLA Firefighter and Pension Fund probably buried under a rock somewhere in Grand Cayman? Metaphorically
well,
speaking,
you keep
of
talking about it. We're gonna have to go back down there and look some more.
Get one of those metal detectors that beep 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 beeping around. Hey, so we may have inadvertently partially ruined producer Angie's life this weekend because of our remote broadcasts, and we made it sound so fun. Her fiance wanted to go out there, our buddy Kenny, and now he wants to go back every weekend.
Every weekend.
And
well, you can do go-karts every weekend.
Oh, yeah. He's ready. He's not only ready to go every weekend, he's ready to purchase a used Miata so he can fix it up and go racing.
Why Miata?
Because they're lightweight. Their handling is tremendous on the turns. You can really stabilize that suspension, tighten it up to make those turns. And not great horsepower cars, but they will handle through the turns on that track. It's kind of when I was getting started in it, and darn Miata's wanting to come by me, and I'm like, I'm driving a Porsche. What's up with this? Well, once I got my skills developed and all, yeah, they don't pass me. But with that said, you know, if you're wanting to go lower cost and do racing and have some fun in the turn, and that's where the fun is.
Not the straightaway.
Right. Yeah, you can get up to 135 or 140, depending on your car, maybe in the Miata up to 100. But it's really is when you can increase your speed in the turns. Feel those G forces and all. That is some fun stuff.
Now, Angie, you
especially, you know, those muscle cars can take you in the straightaway, but darn Miata can run them down in the turns.
Yeah, that's because it's all car in the straightaway and it's all driver in the turns. Is that what you're loving?
Yeah, well, suspension, handling, just it
fat
really
tires,
hold. Yeah.
Lower center of gravity. But y'all didn't even see the coffee and cars part, did you, Angie? Was that all cleared out?
We didn't get there until after the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was gone.
You should have seen those cars. He would have really freaked out. We put pictures on the Winning It Life Facebook group, and I shared it out on the VIP group as well. So if you want to go to, next time you're on Facebook, what am I saying? Go to Facebook. You're already there. Next time you're on Facebook, Winning It Life, and you can see some of the cars that Gregory went around and took some pictures. I took a few myself. But some of those were from the Coffee and Cars event. What was that old Porsche? You said it was about a 54?
Yeah.
That's probably the coolest looking car. And they had a replica Herbie the Love Bug.
I was just going to say, they had Herbie the Love Bug.
Did you see that or did you see it on the Facebook?
No, I saw it, actually. It was still out there.
That one was still out there? Yeah, they had a whole that whole lot behind the go-kart track. That was all full. People were just lined up in rows with their sweet cars out there. Y'all missed most of the fancy cars. Y'all just saw the race cars if you got out there after two.
You saw the Caymans.
Yeah. Caymans. Now, that's a whole different scene, too, because when you took me to the track the other time people were racing, it was mostly locals except for those psycho motorcycle guys. They scare me. What we saw, though, was the traveling circuit people. And they have, Angie, did you notice, they had, a traveling tire shop that followed these guys around and many traveling garages where the whatever the diesel bed would unfold like Optimus Prime into what is now a four-car Porsche garage.
I notice a bunch of trailers out there.
Trailers everywhere.
And that they're all converting into something. Pirelli just follows around the Porsche circuit selling tires. That's a sweet little gig. I mean, I don't want to be out there in 90-degree weather taking on tires and putting them off the rims and all that good stuff, but there's got to be a little profit motive there. So it was a whole scene, and it was different. Oh, you're pulling it up on the big screen, a 54 Porsche Speedster, and that's the same color it was.
Yeah, that one was red, but that's what it looks like, the hardtop version of it there. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so if you're a car nut, you like sweet cars, go to the Facebook Winning It Life page and see a little bit of what we were sharing from NOLA Motorsports out there.
Well, Angie, one of the things, the way to introduce him, if he'd like to actually drive and have a taste of the track, is Extreme Motorsports. I think you can drive a supercar for a couple $100.
I told him about that, but you've done it before. It's pretty safe.
It's pretty
safe.
Yeah, it's
pretty darn safe.
You think we're out there risking our lives?
Well, sure. But, you know, I could just see Kenny in a sports car.
Well, they give you a class. There's somebody in the seat next to you. They're giving you instructions all the way around.
Nice.
It's fun, but they're not going to let you get out of control there and do whatever in their several hundred thousand dollar supercar.
So, Angie, you got to be thinking either birthday or Christmas.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I'm way ahead of you.
Well, and that's how Gregory got in. The gift of three laps, and after three laps, he's like, nope. Going to take some more. Yeah. We are not done here.
Yeah, really get them hooked.
That's what it was. Hey, when we're going to go to a break here in just a moment, I just want to prepare you for what's coming up. We've got the numbers coming up, the numbers segment, talking about the market today. It's another record, two or three. But we're going to talk a little bit. I've got a series we're going to do today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And that's kind of talking about income planning today and investment philosophy tomorrow. And investment rules. And we're going to tie that in with income plan. We're going to talk about what have you got to do to figure out income planning, but you need to have an income philosophy and income rules as well.
New people to the show, income planning is not where you save a bunch of money and then you start spending it. This is how you set it up in products where you can live off the interest and not outlive your money and have it last forever. Financial situations, though, are still welcome for the rest of the hour. 504-260-0995. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you just stumbled across a guy who'd be love to put his expertise to your situation. We're one phone call away. 504-260-0995. You can also send us a text message via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You can come stop by on Periscope at Gregory Ricks. Leave your comment there. Leave your question there. You can come by on Facebook Live, the Winning at Life page. Got the Facebook Live going right now. You can come see how handsome we are and leave your question there. But the phone numbers first, 504-260-0995. As Gregory said, we're doing the numbers next. If you want to be part of that, go to GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab. Pull up the numbers page. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. This is iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio Music Festival, hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
iHeartRadio.
Two nights, one stage.
Let's go!
This weekend at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
Watch it live on CWTV.com or the CW app at 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday. And for the first time ever, watch our daytime village starting at 1 p.m. Saturday.
Capital One is the proud marquee partner of the iHeartRadio Music Festival. For more information on Capital One products and services, please visit CapitalOne.com today.
WRNO encourages you to do what you can to help out the victims of the recent hurricanes. You can drop off relief supplies like water, underwear, and toiletries at our building, 929 Howard Avenue in downtown New Orleans. We've also partnered with Educational Products Incorporated to support the Flood Relief School Supply Drive to replace school supplies lost in the flooding. Go to WRNO.com. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
A lot of times people will come in, James, and what they're looking for is, what is my number? How much do I need for retirement? Do I have enough assets, or will I have enough assets to generate the income? So we started looking at everything. We want to find out how much emergency assets you have, the equity in your home, how much money you're spending, how much are you going to need for income. Is this your retirement home? What rate are you paying on that mortgage? How can we make that mortgage go away? Or how do we fix the debt? We're looking at all kind of things because that's what we do. We don't just, here, let us work with your IRA.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers where they call. call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10, News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine.
You've been saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
We're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
This is Winning at Life, live financial talk radio. Your chance to call in and get a little bit of help, whether it's about those mutual funds, that annuity or annuity. Some commercials, some guy would rather jump into molten lava instead of sell annuity.
Oh, right. Ken Fisher.
I wasn't going to say his name, but what he does is clump it all together like it's one tool. That's just like saying all mutual funds are the same, all annuities are the same, and there's two worlds of annuities, variable and fixed. But it's like pension. All pensions are the same. Are they? No, indeed. There's a lot of questions to ask when you're trying to decide, do you take the lump sum? I didn't know I got a lump sum. I used not could get a lump sum, but now we can get a lump sum, or do I take the monthly income? About IRA distributions. Well, what if I don't want to take RMDs? What can I do? 504-260-0995.
Bill Ponchatoula, you're first up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Bill?
I've got five vehicles in my family between my wife and my three kids. Is it worth forming a transportation company and being able to write off some insurance and some vehicle maintenance and fuel and that kind of thing, or just leave it alone?
Do you have your own business?
No, but I can.
What would be the purpose of that business, and how would it make money?
Well, I'm not.
Key question. Just bear with me here.
Okay.
Key question. Is it for the purpose of making money? You can lose money, but it's got to be the purpose of making money. Do you have another entity that needs cars in the business? You know, you've got to come away. You just can't say, I want to form a business and have five cars. Now, where you might could get a cut, let's throw out an idea here, get a couple of them to use. You have a car and the wife has a car, right?
Correct.
And the kids have cars.
Correct.
Well, maybe you should do a little bit of Ubering or Lyft service with your car, and the wife could do that as well. Now you've put the car to work some. Now you get to expense it some. I don't know the details about the kids in that way, but, you know, once again, these businesses have to be of the purpose of making money. Whether or not they do is another matter.
The vehicle that I drive, I get a truck allowance. Well, at this point, I get a truck allowance for the work that I do. However, if I don't have this vehicle, you know, I can't make my money. You understand where I'm going with that?
Oh, I understand. And this sounds like a further conversation. And I can't just sit here. And first off, you're going to have to run this through the IRS on a tax return or supplemental or Schedule C, or your business tax return, and that's going to need to run through a professional tax preparer, preferably a CPA is who you should utilize. That's in the tax return business. And Jude Heath, Total Wealth Authority, is one of those guys. He was on our show this past Saturday that we did it live from NOLA Motorsports. In a few weeks, he'll be on again, but this is probably somebody you could reach out to and talk about some things that what are possible that you can do. And I like your thinking, being creative. That's how I think. It's okay, well, what can I do to form an entity that handles some of the cars my businesses need, and for marketing exposure. Yeah, and I have a car that I use out at the racetrack, and it's has logos on it wherever you, whatever angle you want to look at it. And do I expense it? Yeah, it's for marketing.
All right, well, that's food for thought.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. Let's go to Ben in New Orleans. If you want to be after Ben, 504-260-0995. How can we help you, Ben?
Hey, guys. I was just listening to your show and always find it very entertaining. And I was just trying to maybe diversify my income and invest wisely. And I was looking, obviously, at some DEFAX deferred options and doing, including doing other Roth IRA, but I was also interested in maybe doing some tax-free options with municipal bonds, and just want to get your thoughts, Greg, on where you thought those were at, and interested to hear your feedback.
Well, here's the warnings. There's, you know, some municipalities are in trouble. You know, we've had Detroit, Chicago's got problems. There's numbers of them in California, and I won't say that, well, heck, here's New Orleans is kind of short of money, too, Orleans Parish as well. So when you're buying, and here's what muni bonds are for the uninformed. They are debt securities issued by states, cities, counties, and other governmental entities to fund day-to-day operations and to finance capital projects such as building schools, highways, sewer systems, pump stations, pump canals,
theoretically,
turbines,
yeah,
whatever kind of projects they're needing to do, floodgates, build something to block the river. I don't, you know, that's what they do with that. And they're taking the revenues or the taxes and paying off those bonds over time. So when you look at that, what is your risk? I'll tell you, they do move up and down in price, just like all securities do. And you could be plus or negative at the end of the bond period, I'll call it, is, you know, when it matures, yeah, you get your money out subject to were they able to pay off, and you're going to make some tax-free return during that. So you need to look at how that operates and think about interest rates going up. How are you going to feel about that? How could it affect the value? You could have, you know, maybe it's a 10-year, let's just call it a 20-year maturity, and you could sure dislike it on your balance sheet during the next 20 years because interest rates go up. It could cause that bond to look negative, but you understand at maturity, you're getting all of your money out. So it's something that can look negative as well as it could look positive on the balance sheet or on your statement, and you still get your money out at the end of that time. So you need to think about, are you somebody that's just wanting to trade in bonds, or is this something you want to hold for long term and hold the income? Keeping in mind, we are told by the Federal Reserve that we're in an interest rate rising environment. Does that help you out, Ben?
Yeah, it did. I'm just, like I said, I'm just trying to diversify. And yeah, I'm definitely in, you know, aware of what you said, particularly here in Orleans Parish and also some of the other municipalities out there. And I, you know, was seeing, you know, still it was some of the bond market strong that, you know, maybe not every city or state in the country is in the same predicament. And were there even any in funds that maybe insured the bonds?
You know, another thing, you could look at ETFs, exchange traded funds, and mutual funds as well on that, and decide how that's going to affect you. So one of the going to that core thing is the seesaw effect, where interest rates go up, bond values go down. Interest rates go down, bond values go up. It might be more painful when you're pooling that, say, through an ETF or mutual fund versus holding the actual bond, but also think about your duration. How long are you holding it? The further out you go, the more pain you could receive as that seesaw effect moves up and down. But it is something when you're talking about diversifying, and as equities go, that is a more conservative arena to have in the mix to kind of balance off equities when they kind of get crazy at times.
Well, I appreciate the feedback, Greg. You guys have a great night.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Great question.
Yeah. Ben, guy who listens on a regular basis, just one day, hey, municipal bonds, what do you think? Perfect. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. Now, we're in an interesting predicament going into the number segment here, because the last 4 days, the last four closes for Tuesday through Friday of last week were record-breaking. We had four record closes in the row for the Dow. Will there be a fifth? Or was there a fifth? We're already talking in the past tense. And on the numbers segment, we're going to tell you every day what happened to your money while you were out being productive. And yes, history was made on today. Five now closes in a row. Thank you. Five closes in a row. The Dow breaks the record. The new history-making landmark, 22,331 and 35 and change. It was up 0.3%. S&P up 0.15%. It's at 2503. Also record-breaking territory. It is, as it inched a little bit past that 2,500 milestone. It barely broke on Friday. NASDAQ was up 0.1%. Record-breaking at 6454. And the Russell 2000 up 6.5%, 1441. We'll continue this in 3 minutes. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Hey, Raj, happy birthday. How you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. Have you thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that, and so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You know, I'd like you to find some place that I call your retirement home. I don't mind home ownership. There might be some tax advantages or not. It just is kind of control if you can find that place that fits your lifestyle and your budget. Because here's what you have as a renter. Unknowns is raise the rent. Bob, I don't want to rent to you anymore. I'm going to sell the house. Or, no, my son needs that house. So that leaves you a lot of what ifs, and that now you've got to go find someplace else there. So it is something worth considering, and it sounds like from a budget standpoint, an asset standpoint, you have that. You've got to manage that taxable event and how that hits you in doing so.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
To deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
This is Winning at Life, the daily wrap, live financial talk radio. The number is 504-260-0995. Now, you mentioned the when we were going over the numbers and went to break. On my page here. Where is that? There it is. That this was 2 days in a row for the S&P 500.
I thought it was five. I said five.
For the Dow.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It definitely was not the S&P. It was the Dow. And yeah. Did I say that wrong?
You said that right. I was just pointing out it's two for the S&P 500.
Okay.
Interesting deal this week is, or past few days, for thinking about the Dow, it's like a week's worth, you know, 5 days in a row.
Yep.
So it's going up, and now we have interest rates going up. So it's interesting. We had a move on the 10-year treasuries of 3/32nds, and the yield is 2.21%, and that hit us on the 30-year mortgages at 3.83%. 30-year mortgage fixed is 3.83. A week ago, it was at 3.78. So we're still, in considering 4% mortgages, we're still way below. The 52-week range on a 30-year mortgage, the high over the past 52 weeks is 4.33. And the low, get this, 3.44.
Unreal.
Numbers, huh? Yeah. 4.33 is the high and 3.44 is the low. And then we kind of go over here and take a look at crude oil. Last trade shows at $49.98.
It does not want to be 50.
Doesn't want to be 50. And, you know, what? It's going to be interesting to watch. We had gold up a bit after hours, but it kind of looks like it was down overall as the day goes. Let me kind of grab a gold chart here and see what we're looking at. And yeah, today is the 18th, right? All day long?
Yeah.
So we're kind of showing gold was down for today, but on the back end of the day and aftermarket, it's moving back up a little bit. But we've been kind of shaking off the price of gold some for the past few days. We kind of had that peak on the 14th, and then ever since, we've got three trading days downward there on gold. Do you have the silver up? I don't have it here in front of me quite yet.
No, silver had been taken off the short list a while back.
Okay. Well, it's still above 17. It's $17.27. per ounce. There you go. Whether it's on the list or not, that's the price.
Volatility index down 0.2%. It is now at 10.15.
No fear.
Unbelievable amount, or lack of fear, I should say. Most of our FANG stocks didn't do too well. Amazon was down 1.3% today. Facebook was down 0.5%. Apple was down 0.75%. Something I don't know. Someone release an EMP over the West Coast or something? What's going on in the computer world that I missed today? That's not hurricane related, is it?
No, they don't have hurricanes out there. I just don't recall one going into LA ever, or Frisco Bay, such as that. But Fizz slightly off today, $119.77. Cat, $123.83. Well, hey, we need to get to this next part. I'm good on the numbers.
Me too. Let's do it.
Income planning. It's a crucial part of retirement. So You know, do you understand the definition of financial planning? It's about where are you on that path? Are you going to arrive at the financial destination you wish to arrive at? What does that destination look like in your mind? And are you on that path? So it's about accumulating wealth and using that wealth to support your continued lifestyle into retirement at some point. Doesn't mean you quit jobs, but retirement I look at as options, giving you something else to do. In a lot of cases, people are retiring from one job, moving on to another and supplementing income, but they're doing something they enjoy. So what we try to do is help you find out where are you on that path and where is it taking you and what adjustments do you need to make. And we're always continuing to look down that financial road that you're headed. It's just the way I look at driving. I'm always looking ahead of where I have to go. I kind of have part of my eye on that bumper in front of me out there a little bit, but I'm kind of looking a good ways down the road. So you're kind of keeping on your money now and looking well down the road and where it's going. And driving, that keeps you out of a lot of trouble. With your money, it does the same thing. It keeps you out of financial trouble and actually works towards keeping you in good shape. So when you start thinking about what you're wanting for income, you're thinking about, what do I need? You know, and that's one of the questions I start with, because one of the things I'm going to find out is, how much are you making now? Then, depending on where I'm going to know about your assets, so I already kind of have an idea because I know the math, and I might ask, are we trying to replace income? Because one of the things I'm going to do is ask you first, you know, what do you think you're going to need a month to continue your lifestyle? So they'll give me a hint right there whether they're shooting for replacement of income. And if they're not sure, I said, well, I kind of need a number. What is it you need or want? So we do give them a couple of documents to complete, and it kind of ask that, what do you need or what do you want? I don't have to necessarily say income replacement, but isn't that what we would strive for? So we're not taking a step down in lifestyle. We're not cutting back our lifestyle. We'd like to have income replacement. So then it comes down to, what do you want, or are we about need? Why do we shift from want to need? Well, you don't have enough assets to produce the want. And then it comes to, I'm not really sure. Some people will just pull their hat off their head, reach in, move around, pull a number out.
Yeah, 800,000. That sounds good.
And then sometimes later they'll tell me that, because when we start getting into the numbers of are they short, where are they on the path, I said, well, you know, that's probably something we need to look at, a little number. I just pull that number out of the air. I've reached up and they grabbed the number and pulled it down and taken a look at that. And some situations where one I've talked about is a couple where, you know, they're $900 a month short. So part of their work was to go do some homework. So how do we figure out what we need? Well, what are you spending now? Because I don't think it's going to be a whole lot different. Because if it is, then you're cutting back. You know, you're wanting $5,000 a month, and your income with Social Security, and if there's a pension, and let's say it's supporting $3,500 a month net, you know, you're in big trouble there. Because you're probably needing five gross to get there. So one thing I'll tell them, suggest that they do, is you need to do a little bit of homework. You need to go look at your outflow from your checking account the past 6 months. Now, sometimes people will pay their bills on a quarterly basis, or, well, I pay my insurance once a year on the house. Well, go back a year and average it out to see what you're needing to pay there. And then you have a handle, because now that tells me the net number. So now we have to go back, look at your overall income need. Where does that fit in tax brackets, and get to a gross number? So then we're going to go look at your Social Security, but also your age. You may not be eligible for Social Security yet. So we've got to look at your age. When are you turning on? When do you think retirement might be for you? And then when is it for your wife? When are we probably turning on Social Security? Is there a pension? You're doing the lump sum or taking the income? And then income from assets. When are we turning those on? So that kind of gives you a basis of what's my income capability. What are my sources of income? We've talked about three, maybe four there. Is there rental income? Could be a fifth. And so we're talking about sources of income and what are the assets capable of generating? Can we leave them alone for larger income or are we laddering? And then how does that play out with your age and what is it you're needing to pay the bills or do you have room for your wallet? I want to travel. I want to go here. I want to do that. So that's where you've got to have some fundamental understanding and then see where this takes you. I always like to look out 15 years at all times. It's like looking down the highway. And then we want to possibly kind of glance way further out, maybe to, you know, map it out and kind of see where might you be in 30, 40 years. Tomorrow, we're going to get into more of income rules and investment philosophy.
Let's start that in segment one. I feel like you got cut off here and I was kind of...
Oh, we did, but it's good. We'll just continue it and start in segment one tomorrow.
All right. You're home away from the show. GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. In the meantime, if you want to be part of our live event, you can go there or call the office, 504-832-9200. That's coming up October 3rd. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.